Before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about work-life balance. If you feel washed out a lot of the time because of work, this session will help you really focus on what you need and want in your life as a whole. Perhaps you feel as if there's always a huge backlog of things to be done. Job satisfaction is partly about having a feeling that you have completed a day's work. But maybe there are always more emails to answer. There is always another phone call that could be made. There is always something you could be doing. So it's hard to get that satisfying completion feeling, which gives you the sense that you have put a lid on the day's work and you can now relax. Achieving work-life balance is about organizing your time. And this is as much a psychological thing as it is a practical measure. You need to put boundaries around your time and protect and nurture it because none of us live forever. Work-life balance is about people having a measure of control over them, where and how they work. It is achieved when an individual's right to a fulfilled life inside and outside paid work is accepted as the norm, to the mutual benefit of the individual, business and society. We are all continually experiencing a time squeeze with more and more demands on our time. So organizing your personal work-life balance means becoming more efficient and being able to establish real boundaries between your work life and the rest of your life. Installing and maintaining such boundaries means that you can switch off from work and switch on to your own life in regular and healthy ways. It can help to renegotiate with your workplace. Remember, some of the best ideas about work come about because someone has gone away from it, had some downtime, and then come back to it with fresh eyes. So your own downtime can actually enhance your productivity, creativity, and enjoyment of work. When we stop working, we need to really stop working, which means experiencing what I call a decompression period. If deep sea divers come up too quickly, they experience the bends, painful muscle cramps due to excess nitrogen in the blood, because their lungs, heart, and brain are still behaving as if they were deep beneath the waves, even though they are now above water. They have to stop on their way up and wait for the nitrogen to be reabsorbed into body tissue. People can come home from work, but without the equivalent of a decompression period, they can feel as if they are mentally and physically in work mode, meaning they can't relax. Different people decompress in different ways. They may shower and slip into different clothes, or go and exercise, or have a drink on the way home from work. To put them in a more relaxed mode, you can hypnotically learn how to decompress and therefore put up boundaries between work and personal life very quickly and very easily. You know how a flower needs a balance of inputs to survive. Not just rain and sunshine, but also other inputs such as nutrients and good soil. In fact, all life forms need this balance of input, just as we all need a work-life balance. Having a work-life balance is a skill you can develop and also a priority because it's by resting regularly that you are able to maintain your workload and quality. Work-life balance makes your life sustainable in the long term in all ways.